Blog Talk Radio.
Today we wore ashes on our heads, and now many of us have been tempted many times. Recently, two nights ago, some women and children, also some elderly people, in the Middle East were taken by ISIS and slaughtered. We now have a total of 90 confirmed deaths. And it's very sad to know that these people are being slain for being Christian, for titling themselves as a believer in God. And it's difficult, if you really think about this and reflect on it. And Pope Francis has asked that this Sunday, March 1st, that we all come together with him and pray for the end to Christian persecution. Christians in the Middle East are being killed and taken from their homes simply for believing in God. Hasn't this been going on for a while now? Yes. But just two nights ago, February 23rd, 90 to 120 women, children, and the elderly were taken from their homes by ISIS. We now know that 90 of them have been slaughtered. Pictures of these poor and innocent Christians are beginning to surface the internet. You won't find any here on Blog Talk. I ask that you join the bloggers of the Catholic Desk and the Facebook page Revolution Catholic, as well as His Holiness Pope Francis this Sunday, and pray for the repose of the souls lost, as well for those who are still being taken from their homes, that Christian persecution will come to an end. We have two ways for you to get involved this week, and the first one is to join the event page for posted updates that is being hosted by the Revolution Catholic, and also you can join me in praying the live rosary at 7:45 Eastern this Sunday on YouTube. If you want those links and you want to see a full text of the blog, go to www.catholicdesk.weebly.com, and there you'll find both of those links. I hope that you will join both of these events and pray for the end of persecution of Christians. For you, you may never experience the pain and suffering they have to go through for being a Christian. Father Bihanam Vinoka, a priest serving in the Iraqi refugee camp, recently wrote to Pope Francis and in saying, "The situation of your sheep is miserable. They die and they are hungry. Your little ones are scared and cannot do it anymore. We priests, religious, are few and fear of not being able to meet the physical and mental needs of your and our children. Your Holiness, I'm afraid of losing your children, especially infants, who every day struggle and weaken more. I'm afraid that death will snatch some away. Send us your blessing that we may have the strength to go on, and maybe we can still resist," end quote. And that quote, Father Benham tells Pope Francis that it's not looking good for these children. And if we keep it up anymore, they will be persecuted, they will be taken, and they will be killed. And that is our future for the Catholic Church. Those infants that are weak and poor and starving and then being persecuted will have no future church because they are the future Catholics. Yes, we have Catholics for every day here in America and, you know, in Ireland and places where, you know, Christian is flourishing and there is no religious discrimination. But in the Middle East, that is where we have so many Christians, so many converts, that we have already lost and will continue to lose if we don't put up the fight and we don't pray for an end to what is going on. It is very important that we pray for these women, children, elderly that were recently taken, as well as those who are, you know, in the Middle East and still are fearing every day that someone is going to come in, take them, and kill them because they are titling themselves as Christian, as a believer in God. On my blog post, I signed my signature, Seth Ball, a worried Christian. And if we truly are living our lives as Christian adults, we all should be worried. We should all have an eye-opening experience to what these children are going through. Yes, I know that you see the commercials on TV and you hear about it. But trust me, folks, you have not seen some of these gruesome pictures. Just Google it. Google, you know, women, children, elderly taken by ISIS, and it's not a good sight for anyone. It's a terrible sight. And I hate that I have to be the one to deliver this news, because the only place you're hearing it right now is from other Christian outlets. You're not hearing it on, you know, CNN, not hearing it on your local TV. You're hearing it from the worried Christians themselves. If you're listening and you're just hearing this for the first time, you're probably not alone. I need you to share the word of what's going on. Because as Catholics and as Christians, we are called to all together protect one another, to love one another, to shepherd one another. And I think that if we were truly shepherding one another, caring for each other, loving one another, and being friends with one another, persecution could come to an end. We have the power of prayer as Christians. Prayers to saints. Prayers to our Lord. Prayers to Our Lady. A great saint to pray to about persecution is Saint Padre Pio. He himself prayed all the time for the Christians everywhere in the world, and he asked the Lord for the suffering that those Christians are going to go through today, give them to me. Give them to me, he'd say in his prayers. How I don't even have the words to tell you how terrible, terrible this is. We cannot let this keep going on. Christian persecution has come to an end, and the Islamic terrorists need to know their way. We all need to pray for the conversion of the Islamic terrorists. Hence I say terrorists, because not all Islamic people are bad. So pray for them. Pray an act of contrition, a St. Michael chaplet, and some prayers to Our Lady to help us win this battle. Because we, here in America, do not know what it is like for being killed, slaughtered, seeing our families torn apart because we believe in God. After the break, I'll be taking your call. We'll first hear from our good friend, Diane. If you would like to call in and give me your message, I would love to hear from you. The guest call-in number is 347-989-0056. Again, that is 347-989-0056.
We are Catholics. We are the Church. Together, we build and run hospitals, schools, shelters. We feed the hungry. We comfort the afflicted. We serve all who come. We do this in ways large and small because we are called to do it. We live in a country that promises to protect the right to practice our faith every day, everywhere. That right does not start when we enter our churches. That right does not end when we leave our pews. We are Catholics. We are Americans. We will defend our right to practice our faith free from government coercion. Join us. Together, we will be heard.
That commercial wraps up about everything that I said before the break. We are Christians and we are Americans. And we do not know what it's like to have that privilege of being a Christian taken away from us. So now let's rejoice and be happier, shall we? We have a good friend of ours, Diane, that comes on almost every episode and gives us a cool reflection. She has some really nice questions. And for those of you who are planning on checking off because you don't want to hear about this killing and all that, we do need to pray for them, but we're now going to change the topic up a little bit, and I believe we're going to be focusing on the Divine Mercy, some other reflections, and answering your question. If you would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 347-989-0056. Hello, Diane, and you're on the Converted Catholic Show. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just going to say this is what I think we should do. Upon hearing everything you said today, I'm sure all the other listeners are going to be quite disconcerted and feeling sadness, panic, and fear. However, we have hope in our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the prayer I'd like to give you guys today, two of them, really quickly, if I might.
Okay.
The St. Padre prayer book that I use. The first prayer is, take up thy cross. God of mercy and love, you called St. Pio of Pietrelcina to extend the mystery of the cross visibly into the lives of sinners and sufferers, that they might be converted to believe in the gospel. Through his intercession, strengthen all believers in the willingness to take up the cross daily and to follow Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And St. Pio's blessing as well. We need to be praying these two prayers, you guys, along with all your other prayers. St. Pio's blessing. May Jesus comfort you in all your afflictions. May he sustain you in all dangers. Watch over you always with his grace. Show you the safe path that leads to eternal salvation. And may he render you always dearer to his divine heart and always more worthy of paradise. Amen. Because,
Amen.
My dear friend, Seth, and all of our friends in any part of the world that there is, their only hope is our Lord Jesus Christ. They may not know that, but the enemy of their souls has blinded their eyes horribly, horrifically. But we know that through all God brought us through our conversions, through our reversions, and through maybe not even knowing about the Catholic faith yet, that through all those things that they're going through, that the Lord Jesus Christ is their hope. We must pray for all of them, no matter how difficult it is for us to understand it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.
That reminds me, Diane, of this prayer card that I have. And it says, how much do you love me? I asked Jesus. And Jesus said, this much. Then he stretched out his arms and died. Amen. You know, Diana is spot on. I'm saying we have people all over the world. We have Christians all over the world. And they're being taken for being Christian, for being called a believer in God. These people become martyrs in the church. And it's good and bad at the same time when we gain martyrs, because they died in serving our Lord. And I know, Diane, you had some other things that you'd like to talk to us about. We have 10 minutes on the line still, and I don't have nothing in. So, Diane, if you have anything else you'd like to add, as well as if you are wanting to call in, the guest call-in number is 347-989-0056. And please dial 1 when prompted if you want to call in to the show. So, Diane, thank you for that reflection by Padre Pio. You know, it is difficult in remembering those prayers, and I will post the prayers on Facebook later, and I'm sure Diane will too. You know, believing in God is something that many of us are proud of. We're proud that our parents raised us under a religion. These people across the seas are proud of nothing. They're proud of being Christian. We, especially in America, do not claim ourselves as being proud. And even further in society today, it's easier and easier to fall away. But we have all these Christians that are being killed for being a Christian. So we need to keep them close to our hearts. Again, if you'd like the links to join the event page or to join this Sunday's live rosary at 7:45, the 15 minutes before the rosary will actually be devoted to them. You can go to www.catholicdesk, www.weebly, that is weebly.com. So, Diane, you're back on the line.
I have another prayer, sis.
Okay.
It's the it's from the Father Padre Pio prayer book.
Mm-hmm.
Invocation to our guardian angel. Every person in America should be praying this right at this moment and everywhere else in the world, because our guardian angels are so vitally important to our spiritual, physical, and everything about us. Because God made us divinely, and He provided each of us a guardian angel. So it's come to our assistance, O holy angel guardians, for you are helpers in our need, consolers in our distress, illuminators in our darkness, protectors during times of danger, inspirers of good thoughts, and intercessors with God, defenders against the evil enemy, faithful companions, sure friends, prudent counselors, models of holy obedience and mirrors of humility and purity. Come to our assistance, O angels who guard over us, angels of our families, angels of our children, angels of our country, angels of the church, and angels of the universe. Amen.
Amen. So
it has never been more vitally important for people to be praying than it is now. In all of my 58 years, I've never seen so many changes that have occurred in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I would say to you, if you're not Catholic, you need to beg the divine mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and convert.
Thank you, Diane. Your prayers are always beautiful, and your calls are always wonderful. We're glad that you can come in and join us during these days. This episode has been very touching to many. Christians across the world are being killed, kidnapped by ISIS in Syria. How would you feel if this man and his recruits came into your parish and took 100 of your parishioners, the 100 most devoted parishioners in your parish, and they were gone? Can you see what's going to happen here? Your eyes may not open. That is when everything in your parish starts to go downhill. And we in America close your parish and close the doors. The Eucharist is not available there anymore. The people that went to that parish, the devotees are gone. The ones that even had the smallest chance of coming back and being a strong devotee will never be a devotee anymore. Those people that were going to help them lead them back to the faith are now killed. Think about it. You're in church. The mass is being said, and this man and his recruitees come in. And the recruitees pick 100 of people, and one happens to be your best friend, your husband or wife, your child, your grandmother, your grandfather, your aunt, your uncle, someone special is taken, and that is what the people are dealing with over in Syria, in the Middle East. Think about the oldest person in your parish. Think about how many people love them. What if we were in the Middle East and people came in and took them, killed them, slaughtered them because they were Christian. It's not going good out there. We need to pray for the conversion of this terrorist. Through the divine mercy, St. Faustina is... You're living a sinful life and you live here in America, or you live somewhere where religion is okay and you're not being killed. You sin and you're a heavy sinner. Think about those spotless lambs who are being taken every day. You need to go to confession. You need to become a devotee in the divine mercy, the precious blood, the rosary, the St. Michael Chaplet, and to Padre Pio, St. John Paul II, Faustina. We really do need their help. We cannot get through this life without their help. And if we don't end Christian persecution now, will we ever see an end? Will it eventually come over to America and take our people? That is what you really need to reflect on this evening. That is what you need to ponder upon the rest of your life. If you were to be taken, if you were to be killed for being Christian, think about those people in the Middle East. Keep them close in your prayers. For the blogs, they'll end the links. Please go to www.catholicdesk.weebly.com. And I will see you all tomorrow at 4 p.m. God bless you all. Have a blessed evening.
Okay, you there, sis?
Yes, Diane.
Okay. I started crying. I couldn't help it.
Are you there? We have 40 seconds left of the show, Diane.
We do. This is just like the end of the world's almost here, or some big world war started. I've just been bawling my eyes out.
We've
got to pray the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate, too.
It's not. No, it's not.
Oh, well, I'm not going to die. I'm going to pray for it. I don't know if I could talk more.